Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "For the Word of God is living, quick, it's living, it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do." I know that everything we have, we owe to God and to his blessed Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the Holy Spirit, who revealed to us from the Word of God the great assurance of our salvation. The Word of God is living. I'm thankful to God for that, because many of us here today have loved ones who grew up under gospel preaching, Sunday school teaching, and they're not here. They're not saved. But the Word of God is living, with whom we have to do. I know that everything we have, we owe to God and to his blessed Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the Holy Spirit, who revealed to us from the Word of God the great assurance of our salvation. The Word of God is living. I'm thankful to God for that, because many of us here today have loved ones who grew up under gospel preaching, Sunday school teaching, and they're not here. They're not saved. But the Word of God is living. Dear believer, it has not died. It has been sown, and it is a living Word, and it is able to produce life. Let us trust God that he will use his living Word to the salvation of some who are still dead in trespasses and sins. Now, I've been very impressed with what faith actually is. I know that there are those who boast of their faith as if it was something they accomplished, something they did, performed, brought out of their heart or something like that. You know, true believers don't have that thought at all. Because actually, when it came to believe the Word of God, it was God who produced that faith in us. It was an act of the Holy Spirit of God, who when we heard the Word, we heard it. And God gave us the faith to believe it. You know, I never have met a true believer who ever boasted of their faith. In fact, most of us would say, our faith is very small. It's very feeble. Remember what the Lord Jesus said? "O ye of little faith." And how genuine that is. Our faith is feeble. It is small. It is little. I've been thinking of some other things about faith, and this is very plain and simple. I was thinking of Mr. George Shivas last night. He got up to speak at the Toronto conference one year. And he said, "Now some of you will be saying that you heard me speak on this before." He said, "If you remember it, it shows it's worth repeating. If you don't remember it, it's time we're getting at it again." This is very simple truth, and yet it's profound. It is clear and plain, and yet it is far, far beyond our highest thought. Our faith is very small. The Lord Jesus said, it was like the hyssop. It was like a mustard seed. How small? The smallest, perhaps, of the seeds of nature. Our faith is like that. It's frail. It's under constant attack. It needs strengthening. There are fiery darts of the wicked one that would seek to destroy faith. He fails. Thank God he fails. Faith is against nature. It says about Abraham, I have enjoyed this statement very much. He staggered not at the promises of God. Have you ever staggered at God's promises? Too great to be true? It is the Word of God. It is living, we read in Hebrews 4. It is life-giving. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Can you divide between soul and spirit? I don't think so. God's Word does. It's beyond reason. I think you know this. It's not against reason. With men it is impossible, but with God, God creates faith in a believer the moment they put their trust in Christ. It's against pride. It's beyond reason. It's often against circumstances. It's never alone. Faith is never alone. Please understand that, dear young Christian. Do you think your faith is very feeble? Do you think it's very small? Do you long for greater faith? How do you get it? This is the reason I'm speaking on this morning. How do you receive greater faith? Let me give you the simple answer of Scripture. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Do you want to have a greater faith? How much do you read your Bible? How much do you listen to God speak through His Word? How often does the Scripture come to your mind when you're facing circumstances that are not what you would choose? Difficulties, problems, trials, burdens. The Word of God is living. It is powerful. More powerful than any circumstance we would ever face. Any problem we would ever have to meet. The Word of God is powerful. And it's sharper than any two-edged sword. So it's against circumstances. It's never alone. And thank God, it never ends. We have an eternal Word. A Word that will never fail. I believe that when we see the Lord Jesus, we're going to see Him in all His glory. And what is He? What is He? He is the living Word. And when we look upon His blessed face, the one who once hung on Calvary, nail-pierced, thorn-crowned, battered, bruised, and bleeding, we'll see Him as the Lamb. When John saw Him, he said he saw Him as the Lamb freshly slain. I love that. Because I believe for all eternity the cross will never grow old. The Lamb will ever be on display. Is that a wrong thing to say? No. If there ever is one who deserves eternal display, it is the Lord Jesus who hung on Calvary. And He is going to be eternally the revealer of the heart and mind of God. We're going to see Him as He is, His perfect likeness wear, and all His ways of wondrous grace through endless years declare. I wasn't going to say this, but I came to Jackson, Michigan 64 years ago. And I was young. Which I'm not anymore. The years have flown by. But oh, the grace of God. The love, the kindness, the mercy, the patience, the forbearance. God has been so good, beyond anything we can ever measure. And dear Christian, just trust Him. Believe His Word. You'll find it to be your strength. You'll find it to be your assurance. You'll find it to be your answers. You know, the world is without answers. I think you would not have to see much of it to know that. But we have the answers. And the answer is found in a blessed person, our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith comes. Faith comes. Now, this is something I've been thinking about a lot. So forgive me if I take a few moments. Faith comes. Where? From my heart? From my effort? From my spirit? From me? No. Not true. Faith comes from God. The Word of God is a miraculous Word. Supernatural, so that when the Word of God is heard, God produces faith in His Word. That's how we got saved. And still, it is the Christian's food, strength, support, maintenance, preservation. How are we kept? The living Word. May God help us that we may not in any way fail to apply God's Word to our daily experiences. Read it. Believe it. Practice it. Memorize it. Quote it. I don't think there's hardly a day goes by in the experience of most Christians when some passages of Scripture does not come to mind. Thank God for the Word of God. Blessed food to sustain us, to guide us, to direct our path, to comfort our hearts, and to give us the blessed hope. Yet, a little while. How short the coming one will come and will not tarry.